scrivi sempre, vattene via che non mi importa più di te. Che te la scrivo a fare una poesia se brucerai le pagine. Leggeri come elefanti in mezzo a dei cristalli, zingari come diamanti tra gang latine. Morire, morire per te, non serve a nulla perché lascerò il mare alle spalle, cadendo su queste strade. Ti chiamavo, mi dicevi, cercami nel barrio come se fossimo al buio nella notte vedo te. Casa mia mi sembra bella, dici non fa per te, però vieni nel quartiere per ballare con me. Tanto suona sempre il barrio. Corsia, ma non per arrivare a te. Se devo scalare la tua gelosia, preferirei una piramide. Bevevo acqua con occhi soltanto per calmarmi. Giocavo coi videogiochi per non uscire. Morire, morire per te, non serve a nulla perché lascerò il mare alle spalle, cadendo su queste strade. Ti chiamavo, mi dicevi, cercami nel barrio come se fossimo al buio nella notte vedo te. Casa mia mi sembra bella, dici non fa per te, però vieni nel quartiere per ballare con me. Tanto suona sempre il barrio. Tanto suona sempre il barrio. Tanto suona sempre. Sai che l'ultimo bacio è più facile, poi cadiamo giù come cartagine. Mai, non sparire mai come Iside. Mai, mai. Cercami nel barrio come se fossimo al buio nella notte vedo te. Casa mia mi sembra bella, dici non fa per te, però vieni nel quartiere per ballare con me. Tanto suona sempre il barrio.
You are listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO 1690 AM. I am your host, JP. Thank you for tuning in. Today, I'm here with my co-host, Astrid.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, and you?
I'm doing great, and I'm so happy that you're here with me to co-host today.
Thank you.
So during the hour, we're going to be talking about different things. I'm going to be diving a little more into French music and the French world, which I need to know more about, obviously. So you were just listening to Barrio by Mahmoud. He's an Italian hip-hop artist from Italy. He's Egyptian and Italian in origins, and he uses music to challenge conventional ideas of what an Italian singer should sound and look like. He competed in Eurovision 2019, which took place this year in Tel Aviv, and he placed at the 22nd rank with the song Soldi in the finale, which is pretty huge, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really good.
You know a lot about Eurovision, right?
Yeah, pretty much everyone kind of knows about it, even if you're not watching it on television or on YouTube. You just know that there is Eurovision. All the news are talking about it somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how, because nobody... I don't know anyone that actually watch it, but everyone knows it.
So it's like American Idol on steroids, basically.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. So I really like this guy. I discovered him like less than a year ago, and I was really impressed with his work. Now, we're going to start. I have something that's on my mind. That it's on a lot of people's minds, okay? Which is climate change, obviously. You and I talk a lot about our frustrations with... a world that seems to not care.
Literally.
Or not care enough. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's really interesting that we talk a lot more about climate change, especially this week. We have the march tomorrow where Greta Thunberg will appear, apparently.
Yeah.
We have a lot of the newscasts from last week and this week that are talking about it. There is... the UN summit happened on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that maybe we don't talk enough about. It's maybe how we relate to that constant information about environment. There is a word that I've learned literally last summer called eco-anxiety. like the fear, the impending doom that is upon us, that
yeah.
we're probably all gonna die because of climate change, and there's nothing we can do about it.
I'm laughing because I feel you.
Yeah,
it's a
nervous louth.
My issue is that we keep talking about the facts, but when are we gonna act? Because I love that we are having this protest tomorrow. They're expecting that there's going to be 300,000 people protesting, which
wow.
is huge, right? I mean, this year we've had the biggest protests of all time around the world, especially in places like New York and Los Angeles. But is this going to be enough? I mean, is this going to send the right message? That's the question.
I don't know if by itself, just the march, just the walk, just the strikes will be enough. I think we need to find real and concrete solutions. Like, for instance, when there was like this huge fire in the Amazonian forest, a lot of people were tweeting about it. A lot of people were posting on Facebook, Instagram, social medias. After a while, the news caught on and started talking about it. But I don't think anyone actually did that much individually. The states tried. I know there is a lot of money that was sent toward Brazil. And Brazilian government decided not to accept it. And that's their own political games mm-hmm. and everything. But on an individual level, there is also stuff that we could do. I know, for instance, okay, there is like this engine search app that it's called Ecosia. And every time you search on this search engine, so it's like Google. It's like Internet Explorer, Mozilla, Firefox, Safari.
Okay.
You just install it on your phone, on your computer. It's free. And every time you made a search, after 10 search, there is a tree that is planted somewhere.
Damn.
And yeah, I think it was launched like 2 or 3 years ago. And for a while, everyone was like, oh, this is great, but do we have any proof? And I know in France, there was like a group of YouTubers that went to those plant and trees
of all
farms.
People YouTubers
yeah. YouTubers bloggers, and they went to those plant farms
yeah.
and so I know some of them were in Tanzania, for instance. There's pretty much all around the world those Ecosia farms, and they saw that they were actually planting trees. So it's not just an hoax, it's not like fake, it's actually happening. They have fundings, they are trying to make their search engine more optimizing.
Yeah
And they are trying to make it as competitive as Google, for instance.
Okay, that's pretty great. So what's the name of the engine again?
Ecosia.
Okay, you guys listening, you should check it out. We're going to start with some music. All right. I want to start with an artist that I recently discovered, Pierre Guitard. I love the last name. This is Embrasse-moi by Pierre Guitard. So you're listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO.
Je dois partir. Dors en cuillère dans mes mentries. Ne me laisse pas, ne me laisse pas, ne me laisse pas, ne me laisse pas approcher de ton cœur. Le briserai, le laisserai sans lueur. Je disais, je dois partir avant, et avant quoi me demandes-tu? Et avant que tu m'aimes bien sûr. De ton cœur. je le briserai. Le laisserai sans nuage. J'ai 10 heures, je dois partir avant. Mais avant quoi me demandes-tu? Mais avant que tu m'aimes. Tu m'aimes bien sûr. Je disais, je dois partir avant. Mais avant quoi me demandes-tu? Mais avant que tu m'aimes. Que tu m'aimes bien sûr.
Listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO 1690 AM. I am your host, JP, and I am here with my co-host, Astrid.
Hi, everyone.
So before the songs, we were actually talking about the climate march. And so there's been a lot of buzz on social media, people who were optimistic, and then a lot of pessimists, right?
Yeah.
Greta Thunberg made a beautiful and really powerful speech at the United Nations. And I thought it, you know, reflected how I felt and feel about, you know, what's happening in the world. But there's a lot of people who are a little negative, a bit of negative Nancys. You know? So the question is, and a lot of people were saying, Greta Thunberg is exaggerating. She's pushing it. Do you agree with the statement?
Well, I don't agree, first of all.
Okay,
maybe it was passionate, but when I first heard it, it just brought me to tears. Like, honestly, I was mad. I was angry. I was frustrated. And I understood how she expressed all of that. Mm-hmm. And she was in front of some of the most powerful men in the world and leaders of the world. I must say, leaders of the world, not just men. And yes, that's how you make maybe you make them realize how urgent the situation is. But more than that, I think she's not talking to them. She's talking more like to us, to the people that are actually listening to her message and her ideas. So she was expressing with all the people that actually listen to her how urgent the situation is and how we can all do little things on our own maybe to improve this whole crap situation.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gaps too, I think, when people made that judgment that they were criticizing that, you know, no one's preventing you from going to school. Well, let's fill in the gaps, right? She has autism, right?
Yeah, some Asperger, form of Asperger syndrome.
Okay, right. So in a sense, you know, the fear of climate change is probably preventing her from like actually studying. And she's probably, this is just my intuition, that she's probably spending her time thinking, well, why am I focusing on studying, for example, math, which I can study later, when I can study the science and the politics of climate change right now and solve this right now because we're at a crucial point to make a change. So.
She also said that she's mad that she can't go to school, that she has to do that because literally no one else will kind of take the lead or will create this whole movement, this anger movement. So of course she's doing it. No one is forcing her, but at the same time, they are kind of forcing us to go out in the streets to show them that we are mad, that we are frustrated, and they are the ones that are not taking actions in Canada, in Europe, in the US. And yeah, literally we just watch that and let it happen. And she has a right to be mad, and I totally empathize and understand, and I am mad with her. So
yeah, we're pissed. We're pissed all together. All right, we're going to move on to another song. This is an artist that you introduced to me. So this is a song called Choupi by Lucio Bukowski.
Bukowski, yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. It was produced by Eddie Wugi. What do you know about this artist that you can
share?
Well,
first of all, he's not from Poland, even though the name is tricky. He's actually from Lyon in France, the city where I'm from. And he took his name from Charles Bukowski, an author that I never read, but apparently he write really smart stuff.
Wow.
And yeah, so he has a lot of inspiration from him. Also, he's not a full-time artist. He's a librarian. He did history studies.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. It's like, he's a rapper, by the way. So a lot of his songs are like, maybe not edgy, but like different than what you would expect from a librarian. So that's very interesting. And his whole writing process is also very interesting. He decided not to make music his full-time job so he could actually enjoy it and be creative as much as he wants. And then when he wants to take a break, he actually has another job. So I found that very interesting. If you already do that.
Not all of us are meant to be big rock stars, right?
Sure.
So we're going to play a song by him. This is called Choupi by
Lucio Bukowski.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO.
L'embolie du monde est une base solide. Je noie cet ennui dans un quart d'eau vive. Dieu a vieilli comme la basse floride. Tu confonds l'amour et cette chatte torride. Nous sommes ce chaos que la masse peaufine. C'est que l'incipit et c'est déjà horrible. Nous comptons les heures, il en manque quelques-unes. Elles nourrissent l'appétit de ces squales souris. Ta poitrine s'affaisse, le temps passe logique. Tu ne laisseras rien, même une trace maudite. Ma transcendance est de marche oblique. Nous faisons partie de cette race maudite. Filmant à l'iPhone le cul d'Aphrodite. Et chaque putain de siècle est une pâle rediff. D'un avis minable à budget indécent avec baiser. Final et cymbales pourries. L'effondrement ne le fait pas pourrir. Le bus est raté, je ne vais pas courir. Attendre le suivant et puis parcourir quelques poèmes de ce brave Louis. Je fais ce que je peux, ma larme et soupir. Le ciel s'accroupit et se vide sous lui. On a l'air bien con mais quand même youpi. Une maison, un arbre, un chemin, choupi. Statistiquement nous sommes déjà morts. Je danse comme Saint-Guy, j'ai le béjard d'or. L'orchestre est tiré, le progrès s'accorde. T'as le tabouret et moi j'ai l'accord. Disons qu'on pourrait se racheter d'accord. Le banquier sourit dénué d'apport. Votre serviteur vous propose un bon plan. Tout claqué dans l'alcool pour crever raccord.
Tout est là, tout est écrit dans tes grands bassins blancs, dans tes grands bassins blancs. On est trempé et puis y'a que le vent qu'on prédit en faisant un peu semblant, en faisant un peu semblant, en se trompant un peu. Tout est là, tout est écrit dans tes grands bassins blancs, dans tes grands bassins blancs. On est trempé et puis y'a que le vent qu'on prédit en faisant un peu semblant, en faisant un peu semblant, en se trompant un peu. En se trompant un peu. Ah, on est plus avancé que la médecine. Oui, oui, plus avancé que la médecine. Tellement de maturité dans les rétines. La drogue est dure et pourtant la route tourne. Une très combustible. Les gens bien brûlent également les consignes. Les étapes, la langue, le pavé, les planches. La politesse, les vaisseaux, sanga. Se retourne, éteindre le feu, en vain. Peu s'en sortent. Le joli chemin, très peu l'empreinte. Peu l'emporte, peu d'entrain. Peu importe, bababababam. Les erreurs sont lourdes, on n'ose pas croire les siennes. Gros sur la patate, le petit corazon. La tête dans le derche et les pieds qui résonnent. Chacun sa mère, chacun son guronzan. Et qu'est-ce qu'on fait après la guérison? On prend des photos devant un décor ancien. On boit deux trois verres et on dit ce qu'on ressent. Tu veux faire de la bière avec du parasite? Je m'étais bien dit que t'avais tout compris. La vie est un jeu de temps d'enfant. Bababababam, je veux ton bonheur, pas la chatte de ta femme. Promis, juré, juré. Tout est là, tout est écrit dans tes grands bassins blancs, dans tes grands bassins blancs. On est trempé et puis y'a que le vent qu'on prédit en faisant un peu semblant, en faisant un peu semblant, en se trompant un peu. Tout est là, tout est écrit dans tes grands bassins blancs, dans tes grands bassins blancs. On est trempé et puis y'a que le vent qu'on prédit en faisant un peu semblant, en faisant un peu semblant, en se trompant un peu. En se trompant un peu.
State of mind, homes within home. comes the heart.
It is always now. However much you feel you may need to plan for the future, to anticipate it, the reality of your life is now. There's probably nothing more important to understand about your mind than that, if you want to be happy in this world. Is a memory. It's a thought arising in the present. The future is merely anticipated. It is another thought arising now. What we truly have is this moment. And this.
Listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO 1690 AM. I am your host, JP, and I'm with Astrid today.
Hi, JP.
Hi. You're my co-host today. How are you liking it so far?
Well, so far so good.
Yeah, I'm the one doing all the tech stuff. And
yeah, I just have to watch you.
You're making sure that I'm doing everything right. All right, so for the next artist is another discovery that you showed me. His name is Demoiselle.
Yeah, it's right. A group, a band.
It's a band.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So they are also from Lyon.
Okay.
Probably all the artists I know, the French ones, are from my hometown. But yeah, they are really, really different. I met a drummer when I was studying abroad. We were in the same school, and he introduced me to his group. And they released an EP in 2018 with 6 songs on it, and we're gonna listen to one of them after.
Okay.
The group was formed 3 years ago. That's what I know. And they're like kind of a unlikely bunch. They have really different influences. Neo-soul, it's very eclectic, jazzy. There's also a lot of individual influences that they try to incorporate in their writing process. And I know for a fact that they're going to release another EP next year, probably for spring. And they decided to switch their whole entire writing process to something very, very different. So they will all write their own song and we'll combine it together in the EP. So it will be very, very different from what we're about to listen. And yeah, I can't wait for you to...
Yeah, I can't wait either. All right, so we're going to play Mon Amour by Demoiselle. So you're listening to this on Hidden Gems, CJLO.
Thank you.
majestueuse, le reflet de mon âme, jouissance tumultueuse, déesse de ma vie, super mais dangereuse, ne te pose de pas, tu me laisses juste rendre heureuse, tu te donnes à moi, autant qu'insaisissable comme la brume matinale, éphémère et impalpable, je peux t'étreindre quand tu es proche de moi, et reste libre comme le vent soufflant au-dessus des toits si belles. À la lueur des premiers rayons du soleil, tu devrais emporter le nom. Tu ne te préoccupes pas de l'apparence, tu n'en as que faire tes passions. Guidé par ton essence, tu pourrais te nourrir de livres et de danse avec comme essence seulement un peu d'amour. L'argent te parle pas comme à la plupart, seule la beauté de l'univers captive ton regard. Tu pourrais parler toute la nuit, refaire le monde. Je t'écoute à chaque seconde et te partage mes envies. Envoyer sur les mers, mouiller dans les eaux calmes, t'emmener au septième ciel, sans toucher terre, survoler Manhattan. Tes yeux cachés derrière de vertes et de branches reprennent le bleu de la Manche, le gris de la roche. Les soirs d'été, quand au bord du feu tu chantonnes ta crinière, celui de mille braises, pour rappeler la lionne qui rugit en toi. Tout en délicatesse, pour toi je cueillerai mille fleurs. D'ici à Budapest, tu n'exiges pas, ne demande rien, mais tous te font la cour, te promettant de meilleurs lendemains. Mon cœur est en chute libre, déborde de jalousie, mais te retenir serait comme enchaîner la vie. On ne maintient pas un pur sang arabe en enclos. Je préfère te laisser chevaucher les plaines sans moi sur ton dos. Si tu me quittes, je relirai notre page, imprimée dans mon cœur, ma rétine projette ton visage.
You're listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO. JP here with Astrid.
Hi.
So we were listening to a really good song. I really liked it. Pretty long, though, but didn't mind it. Mon Amour by Damoiseau. And what were you talking about before the break? Talking about before the song? You were mentioning something very specific, right? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
You guys, she looks so scared right now. We were talking before about race relations in France and how the race factor, right?
Yes,
and how it relates to Demoiselle. You look so scared.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so I mean, I've never been to France. I'm French Canadian, so at some point, someone in my ancestry has been to France, but I've never been to France. So, like, how does race work in France?
Well, I'm pretty much like everywhere else, it's like kind of a touchy subject.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of racial issues. I think we are still a pretty racist country to some extent.
Okay.
We used to be a country that colonized, especially in Africa and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So during the 70s, when we decided to decolonize most of our colonies, a lot of immigrants came to Europe and especially to France. And of course, politicians didn't plan anything. So it's very complicated to talk about it in like less than 5 minutes. But basically,
yeah,
we created ghettos where a lot of immigrants were living. And we just left them to be there and know their children. So second generation immigrants grew up in France, were born in France, but they never really felt they were part of the French community,
mm-hmm,
of the whole country, the nation. But they also didn't felt they were from their parents' country. So they were in this in-between that is really, really hard to grow and thrive. And I think especially in music, we have a lot of artists that kind of express that frustration.
Right.
They don't feel they are French. They don't belong in France because they don't feel accepted, but
mm-hmm,
they also don't feel they are from their parents' country. And well, for music, it's great because we have a lot of great artists and topics. It's a really good topics to talk about. But for the country political system, I don't think that's what politicians want to focus on and talk about, because it's one of those issues that you can't just clap your fingers and get rid of in less than 2 days. It's like climate change, kind of.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the France is, might I say, racism onion has many layers, right? And you
yeah,
start peeling one layer, then
yeah,
you're, oh, well, there's a lot more to go. So yeah, so they are second generations.
Yeah,
immigrants,
or
right?
Third generation,
or third
first generation for some of them, but
yeah,
they still don't feel accepted because we have this inherent racism in France that we will never say that we are racist as French people, but we have stereotypes, we have cliches, we have, oh yeah, if he's from this religion or from this community, he must be that way, and that is racism basically. It's just we don't want to put a word on it, and we hide behind we have a democracy and a republic and everything is perfect, and it's not. We have social issues that we just never wanted to talk about because it's not politically correct. And no, we're just facing some downfall, some, I forgot the word in English, but
you can say it in French.
I also forgot the word in French. This is really hard. Radio is stressful. Some fallbacks, yeah. And,
some fallbacks.
Yeah, and we just need to do something about it, or at least open a discussion, talk about all those subjects that maybe can be touchy, like religion, communities, minorities, stuff that we don't really want to talk about in French society.
That's really interesting. I guess if there are artists that are really presenting this narrative, right, at least it's a beginning, would you say? Have there been any artists from that group that have made it to the mainstream or reached wider audiences?
Probably one that you know, Stromae.
Stromae.
He's from Belgium, so he's not from France.
Okay.
But they also have the kind of same issues because
yeah,
Europe in general kind of screw up a lot with colonization. So
yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those big artists that made it to the front scene and everyone knows about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not talking a lot about that in his songs, but during interviews, he's really open about it. Yeah, I'm an artist. I'm a third or fourth generation immigrant. And yeah, my parents were black and my childhood was that way. And yeah, it's very interesting because usually we're not talking about that during interviews. It's like kind of taboo.
Well, let's hope that things change over time. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. And then after the break, I will be playing a song by Les Hey Babies called La Poule aux œufs d'or. Hidden Gems, CJLO.
Tout le monde adorait quand moi de mes tapais, mais tu vois juste en châssis quand tout était prêt. T'as fait ta page de gravy, patates sont pelées aussi. La graisse est bien chaude, let's get the show on the road. Tu faisais fureur dans la région chaleur, on oubliait nos régimes, le temps d'une poutine. Half gravy, half barbecue, le monde virait fou. Je serai jamais trop pleine pour manger chez Lucienne. Mais le soir, quand le stir est fini, tu rentres chez toi, tu watches la TV. Tu rêves de gagner la fortune pour ne plus jamais toucher à une autre poutine. Ça grossit à chaque année, les chemises sont plus serrées, les ceintures craquent, mais toi tu t'en sac. Ta robe l'été se tosse pour retourner à Vegas. Un soir en fermant ta cantine, le téléphone a sonné dans la cuisine. On t'a entendu crier jusqu'à Tirachena. La prochaine candidate à la poule aux œufs d'or. La rumeur a pogné dans la communauté que si tu gagnes, tu veux rajouter une terrasse en arrière, une licence pour la bière. Quand le story est fini, tu rentres chez toi, tu watches la TV. Tu rêves de gagner la fortune pour ne plus jamais toucher à une autre poutine. Le mercredi soir à 7h30, la paroisse est plantée devant leur TV. Les doigts croisés, ils t'ont vu gagner. Ils souhaitent que tu restes ouvert à l'année. Le boogie-mon grain t'a serré la main, il t'a donné ton chèque, il dit repose-toi bien. Puis c'est ce que t'as fait. T'as pris ta retraite, t'as plus jamais mangé une autre fraise. Depuis ce temps-là, tout a changé, l'espérance de vie a dû doubler. Tout le monde est slim, ça va tout au gym. Mais ça s'arracherait la face pour une de tes poutines. Puis le soir, est fini, je rentre chez moi, puis je watch la TV. Je rêve de gagner la fortune pour m'acheter la recette secrète de ta sauce brune.
You're listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, JP, and I'm with Astrid today.
Hi, JP.
Hi. Did you like the song that we listened to?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, so they're from New Brunswick. They are a band that formed, I believe, in 2013, which was just after Lisa Leblanc started to become really big. Do you know who she is?
I don't know Lisa Leblanc.
Okay,
but
you should probably know who she is. You can't sit here if you don't know who Lisa Leblanc is. Lisa Leblanc is an Acadian singer who actually won a huge festival here in Quebec for L'École nationale de la chanson Granby.
Okay.
And so she won first place. And then the second her first album came out, she blew up, basically. And
okay.
So she's from a really small town in New Brunswick. There's only 50 people living in it. And she's making career. She released two other albums as well, mostly in English. I think she's trying to navigate the Canadian scene and, like, play music in other spaces that are not exclusively francophone. She performed everywhere. She performed even in Yukon, Whitehorse.
Wow.
So she just loves performing, and I think she represents French music.
Perfectly.
Formidably, actually. Yeah. So for the next song, it's actually a band. What if I told you that there's a French-Canadian band from Saskatchewan?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah?
That's what I would,
would you believe it?
I would believe you because you yeah, you can find like those bands that nobody knows about.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a band that I recently discovered, and they make indie pop music, a bit of jazz, but a lot of pop influences. So this is Faux Pas by Pontex, Hidden Gems, CJLO.
Thank you.
You're listening to Hidden Gems on CJLO 1690 AM. I am your host, JP, and I'm with Astrid today.
Hi, JP.
Hi. Did you like the show?
Yeah, I love this one.
Okay.
And I love the show. It was really great.
Awesome. Do you want people to reach you on social media? I mean, this
yeah,
is your
sure.
opportunity. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm more of an art, like traditional painting artist, so yeah. It would be mostly drawings and bad memes.
Bad memes. I mean, we all need that, right? But you're also in journalism with me, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
so same what's program.
Do you post some journalism stuff on your social media?
I should more.
You'll get to that,
yeah,
right?
I'm not confident enough in my writing skill yet.
Okay, awesome. Well, for me, you can also... I actually don't have Instagram anymore. We talked about that, how a little weird that is. I have to set that up. But basically, if you want to request any songs that you think is a hidden gem or hidden jam, you can find me. Go to cjlo.com, find my page for Hidden Jams, and my email will be there, so you can send me your requests. So the last song will be About Moi by Jacobus. I hope you liked it. Tune in next Thursday at 3 p.m., and I'll be right here. Have a good day.
Hein? Yeah. Ils m'appellent Mr. Evil. Qu'est-ce qu'on peut penser de même, right? Ok. Ha. Yeah. C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Je vais un autre car, how about toi? C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Une grosse fur coat dans ma passoire. C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Une vie de la marque et j'ai pas de choix. Skinny plus que mini, ça c'est mini minuscule. Jugé pour la salle, ça c'est plus que ridicule. Plus de vent, diamond, sans vent. Streaming play, ça va être ok. Sur ma playlist, gone sur la A-list. Y'a plus de ligne, bord d'hiver ou des vins. Champagne dans des vieilles campagnes. Plug and play, c'est la nouvelle vérité. Ça déjà changé, ça oublie ça anyway. Le gros luxe, sans trop parler de les problèmes. C'est comme qu'ils disent, that's a first world problem. M.A. Coat pour me chauffer le cul. Le monde proteste, mais ça j'ai jamais vu. Je l'ignore quand je la viande, je l'adore. Et tous les plans fraîches, ils peuvent rester dehors. Le caviar, je veux pas le savoir. Ça m'appelle de la mort, elle est jugée en mort alors. C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Je veux un autre car, how about toi? C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Une grosse fur coat, on m'aperçoit. C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Une vue de la mer, et j'ai pas de choix. C'est bon about moi, c'est about moi. Yeah, ramollez les molécules qu'on marche sur le pont. Saute sur le beat, si tu tripes sur le son. Sensible man, c'est couru comme Pac-Man. Dog et dog, on va faire mon French frog. Baguette de la mer avec une coupe de vin. Baguette de la mer partagée avec des nains. Baguette de la mer avec des hommes avec des seins. Ça c'est bon pour la bourgeoisie. Et si c'est trop high class, on va prendre mes déris. Du sushi à la jambalushi. Et j'parle about ça avec ma vie c'est un movie. Hey, et j'vois vivre ma vérité. J'me vis des autres affaires, mais c'est pas trop compliqué. Pick and choose, j'vois voir mes dépôts. YouTube video, à voir mes reviews. C'est pas si vulgaire que ça end up sur les news. C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. J'vais un autre car, how about toi? C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Une grosse fur coat, on m'aperçoit. C'est bon about toi, c'est about moi. Une vue de la mer, et j'ai pas le choix. C'est bon about moi, c'est about toi. Toi, c'est y'a bon, y'a pas moi.